Tsukuba in Ibaraki Prefecture is well known as a university town. There, you'll find one of the most prestigious universities in all of Japan, Tsukuba University. Yet, this otherwise innocuous university hides a terrifying secret. Beneath the university grounds, you'll find numerous underground paths. At the end of this complex maze of tunnels, you'll find a secret emergency room for the Japanese government to take over in if Tokyo ever comes under attack. And beyond that, you'll find Japan's final weapon of defense, a secret weapon created by the best of the best in the robotics department. As you proceed to the end of the tunnel, you'll enter a cockpit. Once you start the engine, the ground will roar in triumph, and the Tsukuba University campus itself will transform into Japan's last line of defense, Japan's final weapon against those who seek to destroy it, the Tsukuba robot. The Tsukuba robot will unleash its war cry, driven by none other than the Prime Minister himself, as he fights to secure Japan's future one last time. Hello, and welcome to Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. I'm your host, Tara A. Devlin, and on this show we'll be looking at different urban legends from Japan, how they came about and, when possible, the truth behind them. If you want even more urban legends, make sure you pick up Toshiden Volume 3 for a whole bunch you'll only find in the books. And if you haven't checked it out yet, we also have our own store with shirts, mugs, stickers, hats, and much more. You can find that at kowabana.store. That's kowabana.store. This week we're looking at an urban legend I find both fascinating and hilarious. You're no doubt aware that large sections of the Japanese public love and adore giant robots. There are seemingly endless cartoons and live-action shows dedicated to them, and you can even find life-size models on display in Tokyo as well. But this week's urban legend takes that a step further and imagines what if one really existed. In fact, it claims that one already does, and it's simply lying in wait, waiting for its chance to save Japan. It's the Tsukuba robot, Japan's last line of defense. First, a little background. The University of Tsukuba can be found in Ibaraki Prefecture, roughly 50 kilometers from the heart of Tokyo. It's one of the most prestigious national universities in all of Japan, and, in terms of pure size, is the second largest campus as well. The name may ring a bell if you've read earlier volumes of Toshiden, because the university has appeared in numerous urban legends over the years. Its location, campus, and prestige have made it a popular target for rumors of strange secrets hidden inside the university walls. Or rather, hidden underground. There have long been rumors of something hidden beneath the University of Tsukuba. Steam and other ventilation can be seen on occasion rising from the earth, and the campus has numerous strange art pieces in plain sight as well. This, combined with the fact that there are tunnels beneath the campus, has led to the birth of many a legend over the years, including, in this case, stories that the university itself is actually a robot. Unlike what the urban legends would have you believe, these tunnels beneath the university don't actually lead to secret Imperial Army labs, nor do they lead to the cockpit of a massive robot. The tunnels are multi-purpose underground utility conduits, meaning they are, in essence, lifelines. These tunnels existed long before the university was built, and various infrastructure necessary to running the country runs through them. Electricity lines, power cables, telephone lines. These all run through these underground tunnels, and they existed long before the university did, not the other way around. There are, sadly, no hidden government meeting rooms, no leftover Imperial Army labs from World War II, nor will you find much of anything down there, unless endless cables to keep communications running are your thing. Needless to say, the university itself doesn't transform into a robot either. Although the idea is certainly interesting. There is a similar urban legend, perhaps even more famous than the Tsukuba robot these days, that suggests it's not that particular university that can transform into a giant mecha, but rather the Tokyo Metropolitan Government Building itself in Shinjuku, the heart of the Japanese government. You've no doubt seen the building before, especially if you've watched anything set in Tokyo. The building takes up an entire city block and consists of three structures that look like two massive towers connected by a smaller building in the middle. And, if you believe the rumours, it's this building that can uproot itself and turn into a terrifying, mind-blowing, 243-metre-high object of destruction to save Japan in its most dire hour. Of course, in this situation, the Prime Minister is once again the pilot in the driver's seat, literally. And it's he, or she, that will command this mecha firsthand, firing off all sorts of rockets and other giant robot paraphernalia to save their country. Of course, if this were the case, you might assume that to become Prime Minister, you might also need a giant mecha piloting license as well, but who lets details get in the way of a good story, right? Needless to say, neither of these urban legends have any truth to them, although they certainly make for a fun idea. Who wouldn't like to see the Prime Minister of their country stepping into the cockpit of a giant robot that also happens to be a rather innocuous building used daily by thousands, and firing upon those seeking to destroy them? It's thought that this urban legend first sprang to life in the early 1990s, possibly inspired by the anime Matchless Raijin-O, which sees a group of schoolchildren operating the giant robot of the title. Their school is transformed into a command center to do so, and is likely at least one of the influences behind this particular legend. When combined with the strange tunnels that already exist beneath the University of Tsukuba, as well as its general reputation for creepy urban legends, it's not too hard to see how this one came about. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. You can help support us and get early access to both this show and Kowabana over on our Patreon at patreon.com/TaraA Devlin. And if you want even more urban legends, Toshiden Volume 3 is available on Amazon right now, so don't miss out. Thanks guys, and I'll see you again next time for even more Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koobana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koobana.net now.